For our session today, we have chosen the topic of the family of God. I don't know how often we think about God's family as a subject. I want to talk about this topic from a couple of different points of view today. First, I want to speak of the family of God from the standpoint that God, He is the Father. He is the head of a great family. God is described in many different ways in His Word. There is no way that we can fully understand God, who He is and what He is. Our God is bigger than we can imagine, and He is more powerful than we can describe. Whatever we might try to do to describe Him, it is not sufficient to explain His glory. In His Word, He tells us this when He tells us that His ways and thoughts are higher than our ways and our thoughts. He says they are past finding out. We know God as the creator of heavens and of the earth. But to us who believe, He is Father. He tells us into our hearts, He has sent His Spirit crying, Father, Father. For this morning's message, I want to begin in the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 3, beginning in
lớp kiếm ớt đang sạch đầy đại dương sông rước cất đầy tam phép chất đa đại bọn đa nông dương vật niệm lúc sông ở trong ban sửa đầy lỡ nơi nông phụ tử nông đào xa phép trí dị sư rổ hốt đó cực tên hồng nông nông nơi ớt to trên mình
Amen. Amen. So particularly I want to focus on what we read in the second verse, verse 15. Paul said, I bow my knees, I am praying to God, to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named.
I
Here Paul speaks of the church of God, now calling it the family, the whole family in heaven and in earth. Sometimes when we talk about the church, we talk about an individual local assembly of believers. But sometimes in the Bible we talk about the church as something larger. Sometimes the church refers to all of the people of God in every age. And here in this text, the Apostle Paul begins to speak of the family of God. He does this because he is beginning to speak of God as the Father. And his prayer for all of God's people, particularly for the churches to whom this letter is addressed, is that God would give to us, give to them, the strength of His Spirit. The indwelling of Jesus Christ and His love. That we might know the depth of Christ's love for us. And that we might be filled with the fullness of God. And this prayer is to God for the purpose that God might receive glory. He says this glory is to be in the church. Throughout all ages, world without end. Now in the fourth chapter, he turns his request and his approach to the church specifically. But he doesn't abandon this relationship between the family and the church. He begins chapter 4 with a admonition that we walk worthy of the vocation that God has called us to. That we keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Then he gives a list of reasons why there should be unity. In verse 4 he says, there is one body and one spirit and one hope of our calling. In verse 5, he says, there is one Lord, one faith, one baptism. And finally, in verse 6, he says, there is one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. So here it's established that God is a father over his family. It's important that we have this view of God. And what is one of the key responsibilities of a father in the home? It is to provide for his family and to raise up his children in a proper way. God is doing just this. It says that God gave gifts to men. For the good of his people, the perfecting of the saints. For the building up of the body. Until we are made into a complete man. The measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. He talks about how we are being instructed by God, by His Word and His Spirit, to become the people He would have us to be. In chapter 5, verse 1, he says, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. We will come back to this book of Ephesians again today as we consider some of these topics. One thing that a father does is provides for his family the things that are needed. And God has provided for each of us everything that we need to be what He has called us to be. He tells us in the Hebrew letter that God as our Father disciplines us. So He provides what we need to do good, and when we do bad, He chastens us. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 5 through verse 8.
ដើម្បីឲ្យបានរស់នៅទីឬអីក៏ដោយបើឪពុកយើងតែងវាប្រដៅយើងតាម តែខាន់ចិត្តរបស់គាត់ប៉ុណ្ណោះតែមិនមែនជាយូរឆ្នាំទេចំណែកព្រះដែលទ្រង់វិជានោះសម្រាប់ជាប្រយោជន៍ដល់ជាងវិញដើម្បីឲ្យយើងបានសេចក្តីបរិសុទ្ធរបស់ទ្រង់ខ
ណែAmen. So we read this not only to highlight the fact of God's disciplinary action in our lives, though this is an important lesson, a father who loves his children, he does chasten them.One who loves his children makes them behave. When they do wrong, it should be painful for them. But I want you to see what he says here about the father who does not chasten.
យើងបានឃើញអំពីអ្វីដែលព្រះម្ចាស់ទ្រង់មិនបានរៀបចំ
In verse 8 he says if ye be without chastisement whereof all are partakers then you are bastards and not sons
តែនៅក្នុងព្រះតថាបើសិនជាអ្នករាល់គ្នាមិនត្រូវរៀបចំចាល់សោះជាសេចក្តីដែលគ្រប់គ្នាត្រូវរងទ្រាំនោះអ្នករាល់គ្នាជាកូនអត់ខាន់ស្ដាទេមិនមែនជាកូនពិតប្រាកដហើយ
We can learn from this statement that there are some who are not sons
ហើយដែលយើងបានរៀននៅក្នុងចំណុចនេះប្រសិនថាតតរៀនតែនឹងដឹងថាតើយើងជាកូនយ៉ាងដូចម្ដេច
So for the remainder of this message this morning I want to talk about the question how do we become the family of God
ហើយនៅពេលដែលយើងចាប់បានចូលដល់ចំណុចនេះយើងចាប់បានសួរខ្លួនយើងថាតើយើងខ្លាចជាកូនក្រុមគ្រួសាររបស់ព្រះព្រះម្ចាស់ដោយរបៀបណា
Maybe that seems an easy question to you
ហើយយើងគិតមកថាស្រួលសំណួរនេះ
For me it is not always so easy to understand
សម្រាប់ខ្ញុំមិនស្រួលសោះឡើយក្នុងការយល់នេះ
The Bible talks about our sonship in two different ways
ហើយព្រះគម្ពីរបានប្រាប់យើងអំពីកូនភាពជាកូនក្នុងព្រះព្រះម្ចាស់មានពីរប្រភេទគ្នា
He talks about us as sons through birth
ឯកាមួយដែលព្រះម្ចាស់ចាប់បាននិយាយអំពីកូន
By the Spirit of God we are born into the family of God
ឯកំណត់ដោយសារព្រះវិញ្ញាណបរិសុទ្ធយើងចាប់បានក្លាយជាកូនក្រុមគ្រួសាររបស់ព្រះព្រះ
Yet he also talks about us as being adopted
ឯកាបាននិយាយអំពីកូនចិញ្ចឹម
Certainly both are true and as both we are chosen by God.
ឯកូនទាំងពីរនេះត្រូវបានជ្រើសតាំងមកពីព្រះជាម្ចាស
់ Let's go to the Gospel of John in chapter 1.
យើងត្រឡប់ទៅព្រះបន្ទូលព្រះគម្ពីរយ៉ូហានដំណឹងល្អចំពោះ1ខ1ហើយ
Here he talks about God's coming in the person of Jesus Christ.
ថ្ងៃនេះដែលយើងបានឃើញអំពីវត្តមានរបស់ព្រះព្រះម្ចាស់នៃការវិលត្រឡប់មកពីគឺព្រះយេស៊ូវគ្រីស្ទ
He was in the world was made by him, but the world knew him not.
ហើយព្រះម្ចាស់ទ្រង់ជាព្រះដែលកើតមកក្នុងលោកីដែលលោកីមិនអាចដឹងពីព្រះម្ចាស់សោះ
He came to his own and his own received him not.
ហើយព្រះម្ចាស់ទ្រង់យាងទៅស្នាមព្រះរបស់ព្រះព្រះម្ចាស់ប៉ុន្តែស្នាមព្រះទ្រង់មិនទទួលទ្រង់សោះ
Now someone read verse 12 and 13.
ហើយសូមឲ្យអស់លោកអ្នកណាម្នាក់អានដល់ចំពុះចំពុះ1ខ12 13. យ៉ូហានចំ
ពុះ1ខ12
13. បាទ
ប៉ុន្តែអស់អ្នកណាដែលទទួលទ្រង់គឺអស់អ្នកដែលជឿដល់ព្រះនាមទ្រង់នោះទ្រង់បានប្រទានអំណាចឲ្យបានត្រឡប់ជាកូនព្រះគឺជាកូនដែលមិនមែកកាច់មកពីឈាមឬតាមប្រាថ្នាខាងរូបសាច់ឬតាមចំណងនៃមនុស្សឡើយគឺកើតមកពីអំពីព្រះមាន
ព្រះវិញ
អំពីព្រះវិញ
So here he say that As many as received him, the word Jesus, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Even to those who believe on his name. So, from one standpoint, we can ask the question, who are in the family of God? Well, the children of God, they are the ones who believe on his name. This we can understand. But how did they get to believe on his name? Verse 13 answers the question, which were born not of the blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. Did any of you decide one day a long time ago that, oh, I think I would like to be born? No, you didn't make that decision to be born. It just happened to you. It was the beginning of your experience. You were created in your mother and you were born. Well, we must be born before we can believe. John chapter 3, you remember when Jesus spoke to Nicodemus. Nicodemus came to Jesus and said, we know you're a teacher come from God. And in verse 3, Jesus said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. In verse 3, he says, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Nicodemus was a wise man, but he was totally confused. He said, what? How can I go back into my mother's womb? I am old. It's not possible that I may be born again. And Jesus said, no, I don't talk about natural birth. That which is born of the flesh, it is flesh still. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Don't wonder that I say you must be born again. Because it is true. The wind, it blows where it wants to blow. We see the wind blowing out in the trees around us today. We can't see the wind. We see the effects of the wind. The wind, it blows, it is invisible to us. But we see the banana leaves and the papaya leaves blowing in the wind. We hear the sound of it as it hits the trees. Sometimes it makes a whistling noise as it blows around trees and buildings. Jesus says you hear the sound of the wind, but you don't know where it's coming from or where it's going to. And this is how it is when the Spirit of God moves in the new birth. Except a man be born again, he cannot see and cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And again he said, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Those which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, or the will of man, but of God. So we find that we are in the family of God, we are sons of God, by the work of the Holy Spirit. We are born of God. Born from above. So this is how we are made the sons of God. But the Bible, it also talks about us being adopted into the family of God. We are sons through birth. We are also sons through adoption. And this speaks of God's purpose in choosing us. We had an existence without God before we were born again. And at that time in our lives, God chose us. Before we were ever born, before the world began, God made choice. And that choice included adopting us. Now I want to turn to the Galatian letter. In the Galatian letter, Paul talks about this idea. He talks about the idea of God's adoption of his people. Those people who were chosen in him. Let's go to the fourth chapter of Galatians. He speaks here of us being the heirs of God through Jesus Christ. This is in the middle of a context where he talks about the law and grace. But let's read from verse 1 of chapter 4 until verse 6.
Verse 7 also. ដូច្នេះអ្នករាល់គ្នាមិនមែនជាបាយបំរើទីទេគឺជាកូនវិញហើយបើជាកូននោះមិនបានមករបស់នៃព្រះដោយសារព្រះគ្រីស្ទដែរ
Amen. Amen. So here he says that we are chosen to adoption.
ការនេះដែលយើងបានដឹងថាត្រង់ចំណុចនេះត្រូវបានជ្រើសតាំងជាកូនចិញ្ចឹម
That we might receive the adoption of sons.
ការនេះដែលយើងបានទទួលអំណាចត្រឡប់ជាកូនចិញ្ចឹម
And it is because we are sons through adoption
that ព្រោះយើងជាកូនចិញ្ចឹមហើយ
that he has sent the spirit of his son into our hearts crying Abba Father.
ហើយព្រះម្ចាស់ទ្រង់បញ្ជូនព្រះវិញ្ញាណបរិសុទ្ធរបស់ព្រះរាជបត្រាមកគង់នៅក្នុងយើង
So that it is this purpose of God in adoption that motivates the spirit's presence in what we call the new birth.
ហើយដល់នេះដែរសពវត្តមាននៃព្រះវិញ្ញាណបរិសុទ្ធយើងបានត្រឡប់ទៅជាកូនចិញ្ចឹមតាមរយៈយើងកើតជាថ្មី
It was necessary because of the purpose of God that we should be made sons.
ហើយដល់នេះគឺជាការមួយដែលយើងបានគិតថាមានសារៈសំខាន់ព្រោះយើងបានត្រឡប់ទៅជាកូន
So now we have talked about how we are sons through birth and sons through adoption.
ហើយដល់នេះយើងបានដឹងអំពីកូនដែលកើតមកពីកើតពីសាជាមកកូនជាកូនចិញ្ចឹម
But I think maybe we need to take a step further back.
ឥឡូវយើងត្រឡប់ទៅតែក្រោយវិញ
Because you can see how in the fullness of time it says God sent forth his son.
ហើយនៅពេលដែលយើងបានដឹងថាអំពីពេលវេលាដែលពេញលេញដែលជាលក្ខមួយដែលព្រះម្ចាស់បានបញ្ជូនបរិយាកាសត្រង់ត្រង់មក
So our position in the family of God it ties back to the death of Christ on the cross.
ហើយយើងនិយាយអំពីការពេលវេលាការបរិច្ឆេទដែលព្រះម្ចាស់ទ្រង់បានសគត់នៅលើជាឆ្កា
In Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 10.
យើងត្រឡប់ទៅព្រះគម្ពីរហេព្រើរចំពោះ2ខ10.
It says for it became him for whom are all things and by whom are all things in bringing many sons unto glory to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering.
ពុពីខដាបានប្រាប់យើងច្បាស់អំពីការនេះតបិតអាចព្រះដែលគ្រប់របស់ទាំងអស់សម្រាប់ទ្រង់ហើយដោយសារទ្រង់កាលទ្រង់ចង់នាំកូនជាច្រើនមកក្នុងក្រីល្អលោកគូក៏បីឲ្យទ្រង់បានធ្វើជាមេនៃសេចក្តីសង្គ្រោះគេបានគ្រប់លក្ខដោយសាររងទុក្ខលំបាក
So notice he say in bringing many sons unto glory
ហើយនេះដែលព្រះម្ចាស់បាននាំកូនជូនភាររបស់បងប្អូនម្ចាស់ដាក់ក្នុងសេរីរុងរឿងរបស់ទ្រង
់ So it was Jesus purpose to bring sons to glory
ដូច្នេះអំពីអ្វីដែលព្រះយេស៊ូវគ្រីស្ទបានផ្ដល់
Now let us go back to Ephesians chapter 1. We have talked about God as the Father who cares for his sons. We have talked about how by his Spirit we are born into his family.
By his
choice we are adopted into his family. And that adoption is secured on the cross of Calvary.
ហើយដោយសារការដែលយើងត្រឡប់ជាកូនស្មូតគ្នារបស់ព្រះម្ចាស់ដែលព្រោះព្រះម្ចាស់ត្រូវបានជួនៅលើឈើនៅលើភ្នំកាវរី
But is made reality when his spirit comes into our hearts crying to him Father
ហើយការទាំងនេះដែលជាប្រវត្តិមានប្រពោបៃតានៅព្រះរាជបត្រាជាពិសេសគឺព្រះវិញ្ញាណបរិសុទ្ធដាក់ចូលក្នុងយើង
But now let's read Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3 through verse 6
ឥឡូវខ្ញុំសូមអរលោកអ្នកបានអាននៅក្នុងព្រះគម្ពីរអេភេសូរចំពោះ1ខ3ដល់ខ6សូមអានមួយដែរ
អេភេសូរចំពោះ1ខ3
សូ
មសរសើរដល់ព្រះដ៏ជាព្រះវរបិតានៃព្រះយេស៊ូវគ្រីស្ទជាព្រះអង្គម្ចាស់នៃយើងរាល់គ្នាដែលទ្រង់បានប្រទានពរមកយើងក្នុងព្រះគ្រីស្ទដោយគ្រប់ទាំងព្រះពរខាងព្រលឹងវិញ្ញាណនៅខាងជួរដល់ពួកតាមដែលទ្រង់បានរើសយើងរាល់គ្នាក្នុងព្រះគ្រីស្ទតាំងពីមុនកំណត់លោកីមកប្រយោជន៍ឲ្យយើងរាល់គ្នាបានបរិសុទ្ធហើយឥតបំណងមិនទោសបាននៅចំពោះទ្រង់ដោយសេចក្តីស្រឡាញ់ពីព្រះយើងឥតទ្រង់បានតម្រូវយើងរាល់គ្នាទុកជាមុនសម្រាប់ឲ្យទ្រង់បានទៅទួយើងជាកូនចិញ្ចឹមដោយសារព្រះយេស៊ូវគ្រីស្ទតាមបំណងព្រះហឫទ័យទ្រង់
ដើម្បីនឹងកសាដល់ព្រះគុណដល់អត្តមរបស់ទ្រង់ដែលបានផ្ដល់មកយើងរាល់គ្នាទៅទេក្នុងព្រះរាជបត្រាភូមិជារបស់ទ្រង់ហើយយើងបានទទួលប្រងមុខនៅក្នុងព្រះរាជបត្រានោះដោយសារព្រះលោហិតទ្រង់គឺជាសេចក្តីប្រោសឲ្យរួចពីទុក្ខតាមព្រះគុណដល់ធួនក្រៃលែងនៃទ្រង
់អាមែន So here we see how our position in the family of God It is a gift, a blessing from God in Jesus Christ. And it's according to His purpose which began long before we believed. It's according to His purpose which was before the world began. And here again He employs the term adoption. Because it is God's choice of people. He chose us in Jesus Christ before the world began. That we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. Like children, we have to be brought up, raised up. We have to be made into something better than what we began as. We were predestined to the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself. And in verse 6 it says, Wherein He hath made us accepted in the Beloved. This word beloved, we could substitute family. He made us accepted in His family. Not by our works or anything that we did, but solely by His grace. Now go over to Romans chapter 8, a companion text. Romans chapter 8 talks again about God's purpose. Verse 28 through verse 29.
តែយើងដឹងថាគ្រប់ការទាំងអស់សមគ្នាសម្រាប់សេចក្តីល្អដល់ពួកអ្នកដែលស្រឡាញ់ព្រះគឺដល់ពួកអ្នកដែលត្រង់ហើយមកតាមព្រះតម្រូវត្រង់ក្បត់អ្នកណាដែលត្រង់បានស្គាល់ពីមុននោះត្រង់ក៏តម្រូវទុកពីមុនឲ្យបានត្រឡប់ដូចជារូបអង្គត្រង់នៃព្រះរាជបុត្រាត្រង់ដើម្បីឲ្យព្រះរាជបុត្រាបានធ្វើជា
Amen. Here he talks about us as the brethren of Jesus Christ. Here he talks about predestination to be conformed to the image of His Son. God is transforming us into His sons. Maybe this will give new perspective to what He says there in John chapter 1. To them gave He power to become the sons of God. You see, God, He is working in our lives if we are His. Oh, we belong to Him from before the world began. We belong to Him from the time when Jesus died for us. We are His children when we are born of the Spirit of God. Yet there is that which in us which is not accepted by God. There is sin which is abhorrent to Him. We are being molded and shaped by the hand of God. And He provides for us all that is necessary to live up to that which He has called us to be. Nothing, He tells us in Romans 8, can separate us from the love of God. No, we are His children. He has placed us within His church. So that we can benefit one another. One of the things that families do is encourage each other and support each other. There's a reason why in Christ we are called brothers and sisters. Because a brother, a sister, is supposed to love at all times. We're supposed to encourage each other. Take care of each other. Sometimes correct each other. In the family structure, older children help to care for younger children. They provide an example for the younger children. Maybe when a younger child is carrying a burden that is too heavy, the older brother or sister comes and picks it up for them. This is the idea of the family of God that we have been called into. And there is a separation sometime between our natural family and a preference for the family of God. We are called to view God as our Father. Now let's go back to Galatians chapter 4. I want you to hear what the scripture says about our mother. Galatians chapter 4, verse 26. This is where Paul draws contrast between the law and grace. Between the Jerusalem which was under the law and the Jerusalem which now is the Church of God. Verse 26 says, "But Jerusalem, which is above, is free, which is the mother of us all." Let's read now go ahead and read verse
27
through verse 31.
សម្រេចឡើងចុះពីព្រោះកូនរបស់នាងដែលគ្មានគូនឹងនោះច្រើនតែជាកូននៃនាងដែលមានប្តីទៅហើយតែបងប្អូនអើយយើងរាល់គ្នាជាកូនតាមសេចក្តីសន្យាដូចជាលោកកៃអត់ដូចជាលោកពិសាដែរតែឥឡូវនេះក៏ដូចជាការពីដើមស្បិតកូនដែលកើតតាមសាច់ឈាមបានធ្វើទុកដល់កូនដែលកើតតាមវិញ្ញាណវិញតែគម្ពីរថាដូចម្តេចគឺថាចូលដេញបាយស្រីនឹងកូនវាចាញ់បិទកូនរបស់បាយស្រីមិនត្រូវត្រង់មកដកជាមួយនឹងកូនរបស់ស្រីអ្នកជាឡើយដូច្នេះបងប្អូនអើយយើងរាល់គ្នាមិនមែនជាកូនរបស់បាយស្រីទេគឺជាកូនរបស់ស្រីអ្នកជាវិញ
អាមែន Amen. So we are called to be free from the bondage that we were in before.
ដូច្នេះយើងត្រូវបានហើយមកដោយសេរីភាពចេញពីចំណងដែលយើងមានពីមុនមក
We are called to live in the family of God.
យើងត្រូវបានហើយឲ្យរស់នៅក្នុងគ្រួសាររបស់ព្រះអង្គ
This new Jerusalem, the Jerusalem which is from above.
ដែលទីក្រុងយេរូសាឡិមនេះគឺជាទីក្រុងមួយដែលមានពីមុនមក
It is our mother.
No, I am the mother of
God. He is our father.
I am the father of God.
It is very difficult sometimes when we realize what calling God has placed in our lives. We are called to be different than we used to be.And those differences will change our relationships in the world. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the spirit is spirit. He came to his own received him not.But to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. When Jesus came preaching the gospel, there were many who rejected him. There were only a few who received him. Perhaps the low point of his ministry is found in John chapter 6. You remember how at that point he went from having over 10,000 people following him to only 12?
អាយងបានយើងឃើញហើយថានៅពេលដែលមនុស្សជាច្រើនច្រើនជាង 10,000 នាក់បានទទួលតែ 12 នាក់ប៉ុណ្ណោះ
And to those 12 Jesus said will you also go away
អា 12 នាក់នោះទៀតព្រះអង្គនោះព្រះអង្គដេញឲ្យទៅទៅឆ្ងាយទៀត
And Peter spoke up and said Lord to whom shall we go
ហើយនៅពេលនោះពេត្រុសក៏បាននិយាយថាប្រហែលតែទៅព្រះគុំទៅណា
Thou hast the words of eternal life
ហើយសាតាមានព្រះបន្ទូលណាត្រឡប់ទៅទី
He said, I'm going to stay with you. Now let's go to Matthew chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10. We've talked about God the Father. We've talked about His people as His family.We talked about how the father cares for his family, provides for them. In Matthew chapter 10, Jesus sent his disciples out to preach. He said, some people, they're going to receive you and others are going to reject you.Don't let that discourage you. You just preach. He says, you are going to be hated by many people for my sake. I send you as sheep in the midst of wolves. When they arrest you and imprison you, don't think about what you're going to speak. Your Father will give you what you need to speak. In verse 21 and 22, he says, brother shall deliver up brother to death, and father the child, and children shall rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death. This is the first clear indication Jesus gives that family relationships are going to change because of the gospel. What a terrible, terrible situation to be in. I'm sure some of you have experienced things like this in your life. He says the soldiers, the police, they are going to come for those who are believers. When they do that, children are going to turn their parents in. Brothers are going to turn their brothers in. Family relationships, they're not going to matter so much anymore. It is amazing the depths to which natural man will sink in the interest of self-preservation. I know that people by natural minds will do terrible things in order to survive themselves. Jesus says this is what is going to happen to you. When all of this happens, he says, don't fear those which are able to kill the body. Because they can't kill your soul. He says, rather fear God, the one who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Now listen to what he says about the Father.
Amen. Here he speaks of
what the Father will do for those who are His. The Father cares for even the sparrows that are in that are worth nothing. How much more valuable, Jesus asks, are you than the sparrows? God even knows how many hairs there are on your head. And Jesus says, if you believe in me, then I will tell the Father. And the Father, He will love you as a father. Jesus here is teaching the lesson of God's family to His disciples. Because He's just given them a very disturbing message. He has told them, if you believe in me, things are going to be very difficult. Brothers are going to turn against you. Your parents are going to repudiate you. Your children, they are going to send the police to your house. Oh, but if you believe me, my Father, He will provide for you. My Father will be your Father. So let's look at this continued lesson, verse 34 through verse 39.
អ្នកណាដែលស្រឡាញ់ឪពុករឺម្ដាយជាខ្ញុំនោះមិនគួរនឹងខ្ញុំទេហើយអ្នកណាដែលស្រឡាញ់កូនប្រុសឬកូនស្រីជាខ្ញុំនោះក៏មិនគួរនឹងខ្ញុំដែរអ្នកណាដែលមិនយកធ្វើការខ្លួនមកតាមខ្ញុំអ្នកនោះមិនគួរនឹងខ្ញុំឡើយអ្នកណាដែលរកបានជីវិតខ្លួននោះនឹងត្រូវបាត់ជីវិតទៅតែអ្នកណាដែលបាត់ជីវិតដោយយល់ដល់ខ្ញុំអ្នកនោះនឹងបានជីវិតវិញអាមែន
So Jesus here clears up a misunderstanding for them. Many of them thought that He was come to bring great peace to the family of Israel. And indeed, when Jesus was born into the world, the angels themselves sung, "Peace on earth, goodwill to men." But Jesus, He says, maybe you misunderstand what kind of peace there is going to be. Don't think that I am come to send peace on earth. I come not to send peace, but a sword. He says my message is going to cause strife in families. It's going to set a man against his father.
ឯកោកូនស្រីតនម្ដាយហើយឯកូនប្រសាស្រីតនម្ដាយក្មេង
It's going to set a daughter against her mother.A person's enemies are going to be those of his own family. There's a challenge in this statement. If you love your father or your mother more than you love me, you're not worthy of me.If you love your son or your daughter more than you love me, you're not worthy of me, he says. If you don't take your cross and follow me, you are not worthy of me.He that findeth his life shall lose it. He that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. Remember that statement. Remember this verse because we will come back to it in the next message. I want to give you two more texts to complete this message. Matthew chapter 19.You know about the rich young man who came to Jesus saying, What must I do to inherit eternal life? After a discussion, Jesus said, Oh, sell everything that you have and follow me. And he went away sorrowful because he had much riches. Well, Peter the Apostle observed all of this. And he started feeling pretty good about himself. And he decided to point out to Jesus that he was not like that rich young ruler. Verse 27, Peter said, Behold, we have forsaken all and followed thee. What shall we have therefore? He said, Jesus, we did what you told that man to do. What are we going to get for it? And the short answer of what Jesus said to him is, You are going to be in my family.I want you to see what verse 29 says. I'll read it, then one of you read. And everyone that hath forsaken houses, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my name's sake, shall receive an hundredfold, and shall inherit everlasting life.
នេះបានយើងបានសូមយើងអានទាំងអស់គ្នាឯអ្នកណាដែលលះចោលផ្ទះសម្បែងឬបងប្អូនប្រុសស្រីឪពុកម្ដាយប្រពន្ធកូនឬស្រីចំការដែលយល់ដល់ឈ្មោះខ្ញុំនោះនឹងបានជា100ភាគឡើងវិញហើយនឹងបានក្រុមជីវិតអកលទីនេះទុកជាមរតកដែរ
Amen. Now let me give you two examples of this leaving. John chapter 9.
ឥឡូវខ្ញុំឲ្យការដែលរស់ឡើងរស់នៅក្នុងព្រះគម្ពីរនេះយើងបានឃើញនៅក្នុងព្រះគម្ពីរយ៉ូហានចំព ুক
9 There was a man who was born blind
and he did a young man មនុស្សដែលកើតមកក្នុងជីវិតខ្វះ
His parents they had taken care of him and loved him and he had grown up and he was now a man
ហើយឪពុកម្ដាយដែលបានបង្កើតគេមកហើយយកចិត្តទុកដាក់
One day Jesus came by where this man was begging.
And
Jesus rubbed dirt on his eyes and told him, Go and wash.
នៅពេលដែលព្រះយេស៊ូវគ្រីស្ទយកដីមកដៃមកក្រាបមកដល់ជូតភ្នែកខ្វាច់ឲ្យតលៀងទឹកទៅ
And when the man went and he washed he was able to see
ហើយនៅពេលដែលបរិសុទ្ធលៀងមុខស្អាតពីដីហើយបើកភ្នែកខ្វាច់ហើយមើលឃើញទាំងអស
់ Quite an uproar was caused in the town by this
ហើយសូមចេញទៅទីក្រុងហើយបង្ហាញគេទៅកុំឲ្យប្រាប់គេគាត់នឹងបង្ហាញគេបានហើយ
Because everybody knew this man had never been able to see before
ពីព្រោះមនុស្សទាំងអស់នៅក្នុងទីក្រុងគេដឹងថាអ្នកឯងនេះខ្វាក់តាំងពីមុនមក
Well they asked the man how is it that you can see
ហើយគេចាំសួរតើបរិគសុបរិសុទ្ធតាអ្នកឯងឃ្លឺដល់វិបណា
He said a man told me to go and wash and I did and now I see
ហើយប្រហែលចាំបរិសុទ្ធចាំនិយាយថាមានប្រុសម្នាក់យកដីមកដល់លៀប
The leaders and judges, they said, that's not possible. This man didn't even know who Jesus was. But he believed what had happened. And he defended the truth of it.Well, finally they called the man's parents to testify. And they asked the parents and said, Is this your son that you say was born blind? How does he see now?And the parents, they answered and said, Well, we know this is our son and we know that he was blind. How he can see now, we don't understand. If you want to know, ask him, let him speak for himself. The parents knew the truth, but they would not speak it. The parents were afraid, it tells us, of the Jews. They were afraid that they would be put out of the synagogue. So instead of defending this son of theirs whom they had loved and raised, they turned their back upon him. The man was not discouraged. He continued to tell the truth. Finally, he gave this great word of testimony. If this man, Jesus, were not of God, he could do nothing. And the court, they said, You were altogether born in sins, and do you dare to teach us?
នៅក្នុងអំពើបាបហើយយើងមិនអាចធ្វើការអីបានទាំងអស់ប៉ុន្តែព្រះអម្ចាស់បានបង្រៀនយើង
And they cast him out
ហើយព្រះអម្ចាស់បានបណ្ដេញយើងចេញ
This man was now separated from his parents
ហើយឪពុកនេះបានបណ្ដេញចេញ
He did what was right and he lost his family
ហើយគាត់បានធ្វើគ្រប់ការទាំងអស់ដែលត្រូវប៉ុន្តែគាត់បាត់បង់គ្រួសាររបស់គាត
់ That is exactly what Jesus said men ought to do
អានេះជាការពិតអំពីអ្វីដែលព្រះយេស៊ូវគ្រីស្ទមានព្រះបន្ទូលតាមមនុស្សត្រូវធ្វើយ៉ាងដូចម្ដេច
Now I want to give you one more example.
ហើយខ្ញុំចង់ឲ្យគំរូឧទាហរណ៍មួយទៀត
Jesus said if you give up father, mother, sister, brother, houses or lands for my sake.
ហើយឥឡូវប្រសិនបើអស់លោកអ្នកបោះបង់ចោលគ្រប់ទាំងអស់ឪពុកម្ដាយទាំងដីទាំង
Acts chapter 4 verse 34 until the end of the chapter
and because I'm the one Lord of God
verse
34 34 34
Yes, some one, some from.
Yeah.
Some from.
Some
from. Some from. Three.
Some
four.
Some from. Bài bốn giảm bốn đô đã chọc. Bài khó. Nó sẽ
đồng phụ về miếng nhẹ nà phạm. Bất hạng với sọ. Bất ông nhẹ nà hạng với miếng. Miếng đầy miếng tét.
So here we see the proof of what Jesus said. He says these people who leave their family, who leave their houses, their land, who give them up for my sake. They shall receive an hundredfold and shall inherit everlasting life. If you notice this concept of inheritance, it is tied to being the sons of God or being in the family of God. Why? Because inheritance, that's what you receive from your parents who die. Well, Jesus Christ died for his family. So he delivers to us an inheritance in him. So we receive in Christ fathers, mothers, sisters, brothers, and in the end, eternal life. All to we who are the family of God.
Akun.
We will break now.